This just into our newsroom. Physical therapists can now be found manning the emergency room of some hospitals around the United States, a growing trend that increases access to PT while providing earlier intervention. Stay tuned to find out if this might be right for you on the next PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Now joining me at the combined sections meeting for the American Physical Therapy Association, we are here at the exhibit hall, is Michael Brickens. He actually has a very unique job. He is the physical therapist that works out of the emergency department at, what is it, Michael? What's the name? The hospital just changed its name. Let's get it right.
We are currently called Indiana University's Health Methodist Hospital, located right downtown Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, so welcome to PT Talker. We're happy to have you. You have got one of the most unusual job titles, because your job title is physical therapist in the emergency department. That's not where we usually find you, and you were actually one of the presenters this year at Combined Section. So first of all, tell me a little bit about how your presentation went.
Myself and three colleagues from Arizona presented a 3.5-hour lecture on bridging the gap between physical therapists in the emergency department and throughout the hospital. It was very well attended, in roughly 150 to 200 attendees. Lots of stimulating questions, and our goal from that lecture was to spread the word and get more physical therapists in the emergency department.
Okay, so that is the primary message, and it's unusual, one of the reasons you were asked to speak. Why are you there? What did IU, the hospital there, what did they? Why do they have you there, and how is it different than going down in the basement to inpatient or out to another building for outpatient?
Well, what we are finding with the changing environment of the healthcare reform is that there are many individuals who do not have any other entry point or access to the American healthcare system. The emergency department is the only place people can go and not have to pay for a dime at the time of service. Granted, it's not the most beneficial way to go about entering the healthcare system, but as things have occurred, many people are out of jobs, many people do not have health insurance, and they are utilizing the emergency department as a primary entry point.
So do you have, there in the emergency department, do you have like a what would look like a typical physical therapy department, or are you a guy with a few things in a bag traveling around? Help us, help our listeners to understand what your department looks like.
Our department is the emergency department. We evaluate, examine, and any intervention that we feel appropriate in the actual room with the physician many times present so that we can actually educate the emergency medicine physicians on better examinations and better recommendations for their clients when we aren't there, because we are not there 24 hours a day.
So you pretty much 9 to 5?
Pretty much 9:30 in the morning till 9:30 at night.
Okay.
We cover 12 hours. It's myself and a colleague. We cover more extended hours than any of the other known 15 facilities in the United States that are providing emergency department physical therapy. The types of patients we might see would be your basic acute ankle injury, knee injury, all the way to an elderly person that has fallen, doing a balance gait safety assessment to help determine is it safe for that patient to return home. We look at wounds, treat wounds, debride wounds, get them plugged into our outpatient system. So we are in a liaison for many, many patients, and throughout the facilities across the country that are utilizing this service, there is a significant increase in patient satisfaction.
How are you dealing with the emergency room physicians? You mentioned a little bit that you feel like you're having an impact there. Can you expand on that a little bit as to how well-received you are and how much impact can you really have on those physicians?
And that it was a key topic in the message that we tried to pass along yesterday. The section I actually spoke on was developing a program from its infancy. And what we feel is that the key component to initiating a program is to showing the value of therapy, that you have to have the key person starting the program with strong interpersonal communication skills, confidence to speak up when something might be missed, and also to be a patient advocate. We were very lucky in our setting to have a welcome medical director when we started the program, and we have the unique opportunity to be educating emergency medicine residents, as we are a top five emergency medicine resident training program. So we have the opportunity to teach the physicians that are going to be going to different parts of the country, and to help spread the message of why do you not have a physical therapist in the emergency department like our training facility offered.
So are you now seeing some success where someone that, because you've been there now, how many years?
I've been practicing full-time for 8 years.
In the emergency department? Okay,
yes,
so are you seeing now some of your residents and some of those emergency room physicians you worked with 5 years ago now trying to implement something wherever they've landed in their career?
It's a difficult question to answer. There is no direct effect, but what we have noticed is that our staff physicians, who are a constant, who are the staff physicians that are training the emergency medicine residents, we have seen a significant increase in the utilization to where we started, as you mentioned, 9 to 5. We have now expanded to our 12-hour shifts, where we now have two full-time therapists, and we are looking to expand to add a third. There are many times we cannot keep up with the request from the physicians.
Okay, now let's go back to the patients themselves. You do an evaluation, and you're looking to see what you can do. Obviously, you have only very limited contact with that patient. So how do you integrate them into the healthcare system as far as seeing a physical therapist for ongoing therapy?
Right. In Indianapolis and at Methodist Hospital, we have the benefit of having a full-time case manager as well. So when we identify an individual who may not have access to the healthcare system, we first and foremost, we try to get them plugged into a system. And in our system, that may be actually referring them to the local county hospital, which would be Wishard Hospital. So we try to get them plugged into more of an assisted or sliding scale program. That is one thing that we are trying to do, is to actually establish some research data on what impact can we have or do we have with a one-time assessment. Many of those patients come to us looking for a second opinion in the emergency department. A lot of times we are actually able to defer unnecessary testing that might be done due to the fact that we are musculoskeletal experts, and the physicians will be the first to admit that they have very minimal training in assessing musculoskeletal injuries. So we have elevated the level of care for those patients. At the same time, if we can get them plugged into an outpatient program, we will get them, if it is appropriate. Again, we are not looking to overutilize physical therapy services.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the challenges you personally face as a emergency room physical therapist? Does it bother you? I know a lot of the clients I have that I work with, they are rewarded by taking someone and, you know, from the first day, the evaluation, and then seeing them 12, 15, whatever visits later and seeing some success. You're probably not getting that. Is that something that you deal with, or is that not a big deal?
That is definitely a thought that enters many physical therapist minds. A strategy that I use to deal with that is realizing that if I was not there offering the care that I'm offering there, the patient's care would not be near at the level that they are getting. Many of these patients actually would be admitted unnecessarily. Many of these patients would have a higher incidence of falling down due to us not intervening and appropriately training them in gait. And we actually do have some significant one-time improvements for those patients that we might need to perform mobilization or manipulations. So we actually see significant improvement with one visit.
Okay, that's amazing. And I'm just curious, how in the world did you ever get started? Did you fall into this? Was it something that was already existed? Are you the pioneer? Help us understand that a little bit.
Sure. The actual pioneers, and that's actually a term I used during my lecture, were in Tucson, Arizona. And it all started from a physician referring patients directly to an outpatient clinic, conversation from that therapist with the emergency medicine physician, leading to a pager system, leading to a, hey, we could use you full-time. Fortunately for myself, our rehab director, Pauline Fleet, flesh has a huge vision. She had heard about it, ironically, at a combined sections meeting in 1999. She had a vision to start the program. She thought I would be a good person to start the program, and that's where it started.
Okay, and it makes sense. One physical therapist obviously recognizing a need and helping to expand the profession.
It is something that we are trying to spread the word. The take-home message from this is that all of our physicians say, how did we ever get by without you?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? So all you listeners out there that never would have imagined that there's a physical therapist in the emergency room, yes, there are in 15 facilities throughout the United States. So you've been listening to Michael Brickens, who is a physical therapist working in the emergency department right here, well, in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're actually coming to you live from the combined sections meeting in New Orleans. So, Michael, have you been having a good time down here in New Orleans?
Having a good time. The lecture is done now. It's time to learn and have some fun. More than happy to leave my email for any of you that might be interested in more information. It is M. Brickens. Again, that is M-B-R-I-C-K-E-N-S at iuhealth.org.
Okay, and I'll also put that in the blog. And if you have any additional questions or anything we can do for you to get you connected with Michael, let me know at feedback@PTTalker.com. This is Jeff Worrell saying hope everyone is out there using this information to help someone get better today. Thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.